T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Good morning, morning. Let's do it, man. 2 hours to talk sports. I know we're coming off of World Series Game 5, a historic performance by a 22-year-old rookie in Trey Savage, and a remarkable team that we're watching in the Toronto Blue Jays. They're for real. Just use your eyes. They got a bunch of guys. They don't need George Springer. It's whomever. Whoever's coming out of that bullpen, whoever's coming off that bench. 888-808-1019. That's what all the calls are on. I did just start to talk about a couple other things, like the Yes Network moving on from John Flaherty, Jeff Nelson, Dave Valley, sticking with Paul O'Neill, David Cone, Joe Girardi in their broadcast booth with Michael Kay. Ryan Rucco will be there as well. I think the numbers were something like Kay's going to do 135 games, Rucco's going to do 15. But I also know Justin Shackle does some games too and works with them doing on-field reporting and stuff. There are other options. You know, and in the chat, shout out to Resist Evolve in the chat who pointed out something important when you're talking about guys in this area being at Yankee Stadium or being at Connecticut. You know, Flash is a local guy, and I mentioned Todd Frazier, Dellin Betances, and Adam Ottavino. They're all local guys as well. Former Yankees, but guys that can get to the stadium, get to, the headquarters in Connecticut when need be. So I don't know. You guys tell me the next former Yankee that lives close by. Is CC down? Nah, CC's a Hall of Famer. CC, he's chilling. He doesn't want to do any of that. But anyway, I went from that to talk about Keith Hernandez, who's talked about, you know, wanting to get a 3-year deal done with SNY. But he also was vocal about the importance of Pete Alonso and how the Mets need a number one starter. And, you know, they're going to need an arm and a leg for Tarek Skubal. But that's, so what? That's what you got to do. You need an ace. Trey Savage became an ace. Yamamoto's on the mound for these guys in the next game. He's an ace. You need the pitching. I think they have enough hitting if they bring Alonso back. 888-808-1019. We will also get into Dexter Lawrence, his rebuttal. You know, yesterday we were talking about, is he hurt? Is he out of shape? What's going on? Does he not want to be here? You know, after Carl Banks pretty much said that he's not respected anymore. They're not double teaming him as much. We'll talk about Dexter Lawrence. We'll play the audio of what he had to say today. And also, the trade deadline approaches, and the Jets made a move for a receiver, and they said happy trails to Michael Carter. We'll get into that as well. And, yeah, it's Thursday, so boom, here we go. It's week 9 in the NFL where the 49ers will come to town and the Jets will not lose this week. 888-808-1019 down in Atlanta. Let's talk to Greg next on the fan. What's up, Greg?
Big Keith, what's going on, brother? It's been a while. I've been listening to you.
Yeah, I'm here, man. You know, still watching these games.
Radio silence for a while, just listening. But, you know, as a Mets fan, I got to give the Blue Jays their props. I can't be mad at them, man. They're doing what they're supposed to. The Blue Jays is something I wish the Mets would do. Even by saving the Yankees. You guys know their roles. Guys are not making it too big, you know, going beyond that. Oh, by the way, I just want to let you know, I did celebrate that they got rid of the hitting coaches. So that's the first big thing.
It counts as something. Heads did roll. You know, they didn't fire Mendoza, but they held somebody accountable. Hopefully it works.
Yeah, they should have fired Mendoza. Don't even get me started on that one. I mean, shoot, I played baseball back in the day, and there's been so many instances where there was no outs, and he wouldn't even double steal with the fastest guys on the base. So, like I said, he's a great personnel manager, but I want to get into that tonight. What I also was going to mention that I agree in a sense regarding Pete, but I don't agree if it's going to be like 6-7 years. I'm sorry. We pretty much got most of the prime Pete.
I honestly don't think anyone in baseball is going to give him 7 years. The way that you get to 7 years is if there's somebody that, like, perfect example, Max Fried's contract. The Yankees shouldn't have given him all those years, but the Yankees were willing to go that far to land him so that he didn't become a Blue Jay or a Red Sox. So it depends who else in the market is bidding for Pete Alonso with the Mets. I don't think too many people are going to bid with Steve Cohen, but we'll see. I think he's in line for a 5-year deal.
Okay, I got another real quick one for you, a new quick tidbit, because I know you got other callers waiting. My other thing is that I understand the whole thing about school, but I think they should get a guy close to an ace. We've got some pretty good young talent on our team, but there's so many other holes to fill. And I was thinking that instead of going to, like, for that big ace, because don't get me wrong, we've had aces before, like poor Jacob DeGrom suffering when he was on the Mets because we had no hitters. I just don't want to see that again. And that's what I don't think we have the depth of the hitting that we need. Hopefully the culture will shift a little bit and we get guys who, you know, perform in their roles. You know, I don't want to see a guy talking about, I used to be a great contact hitter, but now I want to be a power hitter. I don't want any more of those guys. Mm-hmm. I want guys that know what their roles are. You know, you're going to have the power hitters on the team. You're going to have the guys that's what we're seeing right now with the Blue Jays. And that's the blueprint and the formula that the Mets and the Yankees need. That's all I'm saying. But I want to get your take on that. And thanks for taking my call as always, brother. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for the call, Greg. I mean, you need your boppers to be boppers, of course, but it's baseball. It's supposed to be station to station. You're supposed to put pressure on the defense. You're supposed to put balls into play and see if in the most high-pressure situation all season, the World Series, if these guys can do the basic things like field the ball, throw the ball, and throw it to the correct base. Like, that's when baseball becomes baseball, when the unknown happens. It seems like a scheduled out and something off-scheduled happens. So, you know, a lot is going to be made of the type of guys that the Yankees need to get or the type of guys that the Mets need to get. They have them. They have them. And the home run, they have the home run hitters too. You need home runs. I said, there isn't a game that the Blue Jays won where they didn't hit the home run. The Blue Jays have outscored the Dodgers 23-7. As I'm talking about run differential, the Blue Jays have outscored the Dodgers 23-7 in the three games that they've won in this World Series. And they almost took the 18-inning game, right? And it seems, I think I saw maybe Buster Only report that, like, yeah, the 18-inning game, it was such a high for the Dodgers and Dodger fans, right, to go up 2-1 in that game, but Buster Only wrote, rival evaluator, in quotes, seems to me that the 18-inning game took a lot more out of the Dodgers than the Blue Jays. The Dodgers are the older team, so to be expected. I mean, the Blue Jays are younger, but they're also scrappier and they're resilient. They are completely resilient. George Springer was the hero in Game 7 of the ALCS. He goes down, not a problem. Davis Snyder, you're up. First pitch he sees. Home run. Changes the whole feeling and vibe and tone out there. Let's go to Tony in Montreal on the fan. Timber Tony, what you thinking?
Yes, sir! Canada! Kick the kick those MFs down in L.A.! Yeah! If anybody that I do not like, it's L.A. and their smug L.A. attitude. And you guys in New York should be happy that we're kicking their butts.
Some are. Some people are.
Because they deserve it.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
They deserve it, man.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you're 100% right. You know, David Stearns, I hope you're listening, bro. You're wasting your money. Look at the way they went to East Carolina, the Panthers, and they pulled out Trey Yesavage last year in June, the 2024, and he's in the majors today. 12 strikeouts, no walks, a World Series record for a rookie. You know what? You know what, Keith? You're the only. You're a clairvoyant, man. You called it. That guy, Soto, when he turned his back on his teammates when they were scoring home runs or doing stuff. This team is the opposite of Soto. They love each other. And when John Schneiderman, the manager, makes a mistake, they don't crap all over him. They support him and they come back. I call it the demolition crew. That's a demolition hitting team. And that you got this crazy guy, this 26-year-old superstar. He doesn't care. He thinks he's playing in the park. He's got a smile on his face. He's loving the limelight. He doesn't feel any pressure, man. He's pointing to God. He's pointing to his dad. And he's pointing to his teammates. And then he says, I'm doing this for Toronto. I'm doing this for Canada. You guys in New York, whether it's the Mets or the Yanks, you better wake up because something is going on really good in that franchise in Toronto because they're pulling people out of nowhere. East Carolina Panthers produce Trey Yesavage. How come nobody else saw him? You know, Keith, you called it straight up last year and when I started talking to you because you know you're an athlete. When you get bested by somebody, you go, why are they beating us? You don't just say we're an arrogant franchise that's won 24 Stanley Cups like in Montreal. Montreal finally realized after losing 32 seasons in a row, we're doing it wrong. We got to go after rookies. Cole Caulfield, Hudson, and all these superstars that are 22 years old and 24. And you're right, 100%. That 18-inning game, that's a doubleheader. It took everything out of Ohtani. He looked like a dead dog the next day. He is a dead dog, man. And you struck out, what, twice today? 0-4, 0-3, 0-4. And you get a guy like Snyder, man. Who knows Snyder? Who knows Snyder?
He's a Jersey
walks
guy.
And smacks. Hey, listen, brother. It's. I was down in Milano's in downtown St. Leo, the most Italian part of Montreal, and the boys are going crazy because they're saying, you know what? This is a team of destiny. These guys love each other. Imagine if the Jets had this kind of love for each other.
All right, Tony. Thanks for the call. I think the Jets do. Who want to fly with them? Jets. We'll get to the Jets in a minute. It is the East Carolina Pirates. I had a couple friends. My boy AJ went to ECU. Never got down there to party with him, but Treya Savage, a Pennsylvania kid, went to ECU, the Pirates. It's the Carolina Panthers, like Bryce Young, Rico Dowdle, Chuba Hubbard. A little bit of a cross-up there. Yeah, but like, let's not act like Treya Savage, why didn't anyone find him? Because he was picked number 20. Like, he was first round, pick number 20 overall last year at the All-Star game in Texas. The Blue Jays scouting department, you tip your cap to. He's a dog. He's cold-blooded. The moment is not too big for him. This is a kid that literally went from A-ball to the World Series and is making history. And he's made for the moment. Not everybody is. That's what I talk about. I just was saying, like, put the ball in play. See if Mookie Betts can make a throw. See if Tommy Edman can field. See if that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's tough. The whole world is watching. This is it. Championship on the line. The Dodgers already got their chip. The Dodgers already won with Ohtani last year. And speaking about Ohtani again, with his sleep schedule, you know, that thing that came out, Ohtani sleeps 12 hours. I just don't believe anything around Ohtani, right? 12 hours. Maybe his setup. Like, how do you get out of Dodger Stadium as they're showing us the traffic? How do you get out of there fast enough? I guess that's what affected him, right? 18-inning game. They play two games. You can't leave. You can't get back to sleep at home the proper time. You're the next day starter. Doesn't go so well. All the glazing of Ohtani, all of the hyping up of Ohtani. Ohtani didn't get his rest. Ohtani didn't get his proper sleep. I'm like, what is this that they're showing right now? If you're watching Fox's post-game coverage, it's like AI. Not Allen Iverson. It's artificial intelligence, but it's Jeter in like Yankee Stadium and like the Yankee clubhouse. Like, AI is getting too good. I'm like, is this a flashback? No, this is now. I was like, what is this? TNT is a bomb in the stadium? And then you have like a dog and police? What is Jeter telling a story about something? I can't turn the volume up, but that just tripped me out. I'm like, what is this? This isn't real footage. They made this with artificial intelligence as Jeter's telling a story about something that must have went on in Yankee Stadium. Anyway, trying to get back to my train of thought. Dave Roberts. How goofy does Dave Roberts sound? Well, when this season started, they said we were ruining baseball. Let's go get four more wins and really ruin baseball. Yeah, all right. Bill is down in LBI, Long Beach Island on the fan. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Keith. What's going on, pal?
Hanging out. Talking baseball.
You know what? So I'm going to hope you end a bar argument that we had for the last few days.
Okay. Where you guys drink down there in LBI? I know a few spots. I know a few places. Where was I at? I was at the backyard bar, right next to the Wawa. My wife is from that area, so we were down there Labor Day weekend. But anyway, go on.
So long story short, right? So the argument was, right, and it kind of fantails into Donnie Baseball, maybe one win away from getting his ring that he deserves. But is Mike Trout a Hall of Famer? And listen, he may be, but above Keith Hernandez or Don Mattingly?
Yeah, it's just a different time. because Keith Hernandez and Donnie, they definitely should be in and they have a case to be in. But I think like when it's time for Mike Trout and this era and the people that are going to be voting for Mike Trout, he's probably first ballot. So it's tough to say like over those guys, different era.
Well, he's got less than 400 home runs now, right? So he won't hit 500.
I think Trout has 400 home runs.
I thought it was like 390 something.
Mike Trout career home runs 404. So probably this year, so yeah, this year he got past the 400 mark, and he's still playing.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, it was a 2-hour, 3-beer conversation. It was like, what the hell?
Yeah. I mean, in this era of the who was, I'm blanking on who just got in where we were having Scott Rolen and I'm blanking the catcher from Minnesota.
Maurer.
Yeah, like these guys are first ballot Hall of Famers, or these guys not first ballot for Ron, but they're getting in. Scott Rolen and Trevor Bauer, not Trevor Bauer, Joe Maurer are in. Then like Trout, a guy that they look at like he's going to be first ballot.
I'm a South Jersey guy, right? So I'm rooting for him, but
yeah, the Millville Meteor.
You know what? Maybe because we just don't see him.
Yeah, because he's West Coast and he's hurt.
Yeah, and it seems like the last 5 years he's been hurt. So my argument is that if he's going in, those other Mattingly and Hernandez got to be in because they, for my eyeball test.
Yeah, but they got to get in through the errors committee. Thanks for the call, Bill. Shout out to LBI, down there deep in the Jersey Shore. They got to get in through the errors committee. Like the veterans committee has to vote them in. Trout will be voted in by the Baseball Writers of America, probably first ballot. So it's tough to even put that together. Like, over Keith Hernandez and Don Mattingly, yeah, their ship might have sailed. Trout is an active player. You know, Trout just got over 400 homers in September. He's still adding to his career numbers and his legacy. And there is some grace for him because a lot of people do feel like if he wasn't hurt, and if he also didn't have loyalty to the Angels, his career might have been different. You know, people were comparing him to Mickey Mantle. People were comparing him, like, people were looking at Mike Trout as, you know, the best player. How many MVPs does Mike Trout have? Mike Trout, before Ohtani came along, 3? And he's got 4. Yeah, I think Trout is in there probably for his ballot. 888-808-1019. Yeah, when are the Yankees trading for Mike Trout? Never. Never. But that conversation always pops up. I want to get back in the chat to some of these conversations that are popping up. Chat is going good tonight. Some of the Keith McPherson haters are out. Appreciate you. Come on down. Some of the people that are just Yankee haters and want to talk baseball and want to put their takes in anonymously on the chat. A lot of guys in the chat where it's not their face or name. It's just a letter. The internet allows you to be anonymous like that and say and do whatever. I'm not even going to read some of this stuff in the chat. It's funny. Back to the phones we go. Bobby's in Belmore. Bobby, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, sorry about the Freudian slip yesterday. It's just, you know, the Jet Giant season's usually over by Halloween.
I've done it on air. It happens.
Yeah, and you know, I was watching another great, exciting thing, watching the Knicks, Towns. I watched Giannis have a motor, nonstop motor, and the set that we have is like a fan. It's just unbelievable, the difference between two. And that tree,
Giannis's motor, he can travel across the whole court pretty quickly, no call. He'll walk a mile before they blow that whistle.
Yeah, he doesn't get tired, the guy. Yeah, you know, it's just unbelievable. He's got Secretary's heart. It's just unbelievable.
You know what I was saying? We're not going to do too much Knicks tonight. We'll do that tomorrow, but the Sixers, yeah. I'm looking at the Sixers now. It's like, I did not consider them a threat, but with VJ Edgecombe, Tyrese Maxey, whatever Embiid is going to be, like, the Sixers might be a problem in the East. I know it's early.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that goes. But anyway, when we get to the baseball, you know, that I just heard that they're sending makes $57,000 this year, and the Dodgers hitters are making $148 million.
Oh yeah,
so it's just unbelievable.
Gotta love that about baseball, right? The business of baseball. This kid made $57,000 this year coming up. He's going up against Shohei Ohtani, a $700 million man. They put him side by side with Blake Snell. Blake Snell's making $27 million. Talk about a bargain. And, talk about bang for your buck.
Yeah, it was crucial. They got two. They had to win the next two, and they did. So now, you know, even Yamamoto shuts them down. I know they have Gausman. I mean, if it does happen, who do you like in a game seven if it goes
the Blue Jays? I've already pretty much crowned them. I've already kind of just folded. Like I said, I can't even hate on them anymore. They're a team of destiny. This is their year. These guys are smelling it. Like what they just did in Dodger Stadium the last two games, responding to that 18-inning game. How can you not be impressed?
Right. Reminds me of the Sox of 2018, you know, when that happened to Eovaldi throwing those six innings. And Bichette gets hurt, comes back, and the guy's hitting like he's never even left. It's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And then Springer gets hurt, and it continues. The next man up. So I think the destiny looks like it's on their side. And, the Yankees, with the Yankees, I'm not going to hate on the Yankees, but it's just, this is a better Dodger team than last year because of the starting pitchers. It's not even a comparison.
Right.
But even the Blue Jays losing next to, I mean, it's just like, look what the Blue Jays have done with the Dodgers and compared to the Yankees did last year against a staff that really had one starter last year.
I don't know. Maybe their scouting department is better. Maybe their analytics are better. Maybe their team is more of a team. Like, I just look at them, I'm like, these guys are all for one. They're pulling the same rope. They're resilient. They pick each other up. They have a deep lineup. They trust whoever John Schneider is bringing out of the bullpen. They trust whoever the starting pitcher is on the mound to get it done. They got freaking Shane Bieber on the mound yesterday. Trey Savage, a 22-year-old kid. These kids, they're trusting guys in the World Series that haven't even been with the team. Shane Bieber didn't get with these guys till August. Trey Savage didn't get with them till September. Yeah.
I know. It's unbelievable. And Scherzer, you know, they wouldn't be. I mean, in the Seattle, he pitched great in that game four, you know, when it was, you know, game three, I'm sorry, when we're down 2-0.
Uh-huh.
And in Seattle, and he really pitched well, and he actually, you know, turned that series around. I mean, I know he's not, you know, what he was.
A Hall of Famer when he needs to turn it on and compete and be Mad Max, but he wasn't competing down the stretch where he was blowing games for them and they almost lost the division. They didn't even put him on the division series roster. He wasn't on that roster against the Yankees. They didn't need him. They didn't want him. Chris Bassitt, Bo Bichette either.
Yeah, I'm saying that's what I'm saying. It looks like it's just destiny. These guys, Scherzer had to pitch in weeks, pitches a real good game against Seattle. Bo Bichette had an RBI in the last three games. Guy can't even run. I mean, and then now Springer, you know, I mean, they might even better off with Springer on the bench because of their defense. Now they can put Bichette at the DH. So I don't know, it's going to be an interesting decision if Springer supposedly might come back the next game. He was going to pinch run for
I was about to say, he had his helmet on. He looked like he wanted parts. Yeah. He's got another day to rest, and I know he's going to want to play in a elimination game in their building. He is clutch. He's been heroic.
I'm just saying they might be even better off with him coming off the bench, but I know he's not going to do that. He's not going to if Springer wants to play, he's going to play. But as far as Judge, I mean Judge hit great in the postseason, but he didn't really like look at Guerrero. I'm not saying he had to be like Guerrero. I mean Guerrero's hitting out of his mind. But, you know, as far as he had that 3-run homer, you know, when they were down 2-0, that big shot. But, I just see Judge do that, like, you know, get really big hits at big times. But the Yankees, it's feast or famine with them. In Toronto, they put their bat on the ball. They don't strike out. And the Yankees, you know, their lineup is just made to strike out or hit the 3-run homer. I mean, they don't do the little things. And that's what the difference is. And, you know, as far as next year is concerned, I mean, I think they got to try to trade Stanton. His salary's lower now. Maybe, I don't know, somebody
they won't
will take him.
Because it's not all just business for the Yankees. No, and I get it. I just talked about Stanton as this year in the postseason. Thanks for the call, Bobby. This year in the postseason, what did Stanton do? The double he had off the wall, like he thought he hit out and then he apologized for it. His contract is coming down now. Where maybe he is tradable. They're not going to trade him because the Yankees play a lot of games as far as, like, what he means to the team. Right? He's a second lieutenant to Aaron Judge. Really the first because Judge doesn't talk. Like, Judge literally said, oh, we needed a wake-up call. We needed G to talk like that. You're the captain. What are you talking about, bro? You need a wake-up call? You needed to hear from Giancarlo Stanton after you lost games in Texas? And anyway. But, yeah, if the Yankees were on some, like, yo, we're going to do whatever it takes, we're moving on from Stanton because we can't have an unathletic DH that clogs up the DH spot, and then when he gets on base, he's a liability. He can't take the extra base. He's slow. You can't pinch run for him because you, in theory, got to keep his bat in the game because he can hit a home run that can win you the game, that could change the game. I don't know. And like I said, with his money coming down, maybe somebody would consider it, but I think the Yankees will consider it a bargain. Well, we already paid for all these years. Hopefully he's still got something in the tank here. And but yeah, we like there's some things they got to look in the mirror and decide on. And when you talk about Judge, Bobby, and everybody else, Judge did it this postseason. I spoke this whole season about what if this is the year? What if this is the year? Judge failed at the highest level, the World Series. He was mocked. He dropped the pop-up. You know, I talked about his personal life. He's a father now. What if this becomes the October where he can't be mocked? They can't mock his October. His numbers were there. Just our luck, this lineup that we thought was so deep in the regular season, this lineup that hit all these home runs, we were so pumped to see, oh, Trent Grisham's clutch all year, get him to October. Oh, Cody Bellinger, look what Cody Bellinger can do, get him to October. Oh, Ben Rice hits the ball harder than anyone in baseball consistently, get him to October. We already know what playoff G is going to be. October Anthony. Like, Jazz had a 30-30 season, get him to October. It did not materialize. They did not have it when it mattered the most. In a bullpen game against this Toronto Blue Jays team, they had one hit for a homer that came from Ryan McMahon, the like least likely of suspects. They had two hits after that, and then they got some cheap hits at the end of the game, but it was already too late. Let's go to Brian in Massapequa on the Fan. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Keith, appreciate your show. Enjoy listening to you. I think what's being missed with the Toronto team is the fact that they've got that new hitting coach, and he preached that selective aggression. And I think their bat speed increased the most of anybody in the majors. So that was a dramatic shift that not only affected one or two players, but like the whole lineup is a far better hitting team. And that's what kept them in the series. That's what kept them in the games.
I can't disagree. Shout out to, I don't know their hitting coach's name. But I mean, Don Mattingly is their bench coach, right? Like they have, I said, they have better analytics and obviously better scouting and better coaching and put these guys into a better position. I did see today that James Rawson, the Yankees hitting coach, is likely to return to the Yankees because the Twins are most likely going to hire Derek Shelton. There was a rumor that, you know, he could be the manager over there. So the Yankees are just going to run it back for the most part with the players and the coaches for the most part.
No, I hear you. I hear you, and I think that's the challenge. You know, you can't be expecting to do the same thing like insanity, do the same thing over and over again, expect a different result. Toronto did something different, and it's worked. And they have that it factor that you talked about as well.
Yeah, and the camaraderie and just like they seem like a team of destiny right now. Thanks for the call, Brian. 888-808-1019. Let's take a break here. I do want to play some audio from Dexter Lawrence. I do want to talk about the Giants because the Giants are going to play this week. I don't want to just sit in this, oh, the Blue Jays are so great, and the Yankees, what are the Yankees going to do to be the Blue Jays? Nothing. They're not going to be. All we can do is hope. Hope we continues. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll be right back after this.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Right back at it on The Fan in New York. The World Series shifts back to Toronto as the Blue Jays take a commanding 3-2 lead, bouncing back from the classic 18-inning game, winning the next two, and putting six runs up on the Dodgers both nights and stunning the Dodgers fans as they take back-to-back losses in their building to end their season at Chavez Ravine. 888-808-1019. Robbie is in Lenox on The Fan. What's up, Robbie?
Fell asleep around 8:30. Was 2-1, and I woke up and I had a big smile on my face watching 6-1. I hope I record it because it's just to see Yesavage's performance. That's very special. It strike out 12 of those guys, especially that team, and it's just wonderful watching the Dodgers go down. I don't know, I just hated the Dodgers since I'm a little boy, you know, ever since I had to watch them lose and go to the World Series as a kid, you know, in the 70s and 80s, so it's nice.
Understood. It seems like the dominant Dodgers have met the team of destiny, and the story is writing itself in a way that, you know, I don't think many of us thought after the Dodgers pulled off that 18-inning win.
You know, I couldn't believe I said the best. You know what? The Blue Jays have been resilient all year long, though, Keith, and I felt that they were going to bounce back, and they did. And people underrate their starting pitching. Their starting pitching has been fantastic. You look at the Dodgers. Everybody put the emphasis on the Dodgers starting pitching. It's been the Blue Jays starting pitching, and their timely hitting has been great. And that was amazing. I first saw the first two at bats, and then I fell asleep. It was so funny. All of a sudden, boom, first pitch, boom, Vlad, it's 2-0. Well, wow, this feels good. But I have to say, honestly, I hope Brian Cashman was taking notes tonight, Keith. I wrote it in the notes on the YouTube. The fact of the matter is that the Yankees have nobody around Aaron Judge. Now, you can talk about Bellinger, and you can talk about Grisham like you talked about. All these guys do a strikeout, and then 214. And A-Rod's right, and I'm sick and tired of hearing this, that average doesn't matter. Would you rather have nine guys on your team, Keith, that hit 280 or hit 214? You take your pick, okay?
280 is high.
Right, of course. Right, of course. Well, 280 is high, right? In today's ballgame, unless you're Aaron Judge. You know what the Yankees need to do? They need to go out and get Kyle Tucker. They need to go out and get some stars, just like the Dodgers have, even if the Dodgers lose. But put some people around Aaron Judge that are better than what they have now, okay? Because it's getting a little late. And honestly, with Aaron Judge's injuries, maybe the fact of the matter is maybe they should try him at first base next year. I don't know. But the Yankees need a first baseman. And do you know what I saw today? You would laugh, Keith. I saw somebody sent me a picture. I wanted to send it to you. It was a shirt sale on Anthony Volpe. It said 2 for the price of 1 on it.
That's tough. Up. Thanks for the call, Robbie. But I can't even laugh at the Volpe stuff because that's our shortstop. Like, they're not, like, some of you want Bo Bichette. They're not about to pay Bo Bichette. You're going to see Jose Caballero to start the season. Volpe's going to go to Somerset, get a couple games in, and he's going to be right back. It's not funny. Like, it's not. Like, I can't even laugh at, like, we're laughing at ourselves. Austin Wells is your starting catcher. They can do better. Go out there and get me a right-handed hitting catcher so that they can platoon. Is Ben Rice the first baseman? I don't know. I don't know. I am not optimistic about this offseason. I do not think Brian Cashman watched this game and said anything like, there was someone that, I think my guy Johnny Lasagna made a joke that I brought to the fan. I remember one of the callers heard it and thought it was an actual quote from Brian Cashman. I had to say, wait, this is a joke from Twitter. This isn't something that Brian Cashman said. But he took a picture from Brian Cashman at the end of the season press conference and then in quotes wrote, well, you know, we feel pretty good about ourselves because it's the team that eliminated us last year versus the team that eliminated us this year. So that means we're pretty close. Like, there's no solace in that. There's no comfort in that. There's no, oh, we're close because we're watching a World Series between the team that defeated us in 2024 and the team that defeated us in 2025. I don't think Cashman is saying, okay, now I know what I got to do to fix this team. They will cut corners. They will come up short. They will have their own salary cap. They will not spend the most. And, you know, when you think about Juan Soto and the Yankees getting to the World Series with Juan Soto, it took the Yankees to miss the postseason. It took the Yankees to have their worst season in 30 years, 82-80, to say, okay, the Empire is going to strike back. We're going to give up all the pieces that we have to give up for Juan Soto. And what you got was a team that was flawed, but a dynamic duo of Soto and Judge that powered them through the season enough to get to a World Series. Regardless of the course, Royals, Guardians, whatever. Who was the Batman, or who was the Robin to Judge's Batman this year? Cody Bellinger? Stanton? Jazz? Ben Rice? Trent Grisham? There wasn't one. There wasn't one. When you look at Judge's numbers compared to everybody else, there wasn't one. You also lost Gleyber Torres. When we want to talk about a leadoff hitter, Gleyber Torres had a decent postseason last year as the leadoff hitter. And Trent Grisham was terrible. I think after the first game in the DS, I was saying you can't lead off Trent Grisham anymore. It's do or die now. And they kept doing it. Like, this is the first postseason that they didn't actually, like, listen to the fans, listen to the media in reverse course. They're like, we're sticking with our lineup. The lineup is the lineup. Oh, now the lineup that's striking out a ton, the lineup that's not working, now we're sticking to that lineup. Okay, guys, you got it. You got it. But you would think that watching the Toronto Blue Jays, your division rival, go win a World Series for the first time since 93, and, you know, another division rival, not the Red Sox, but another division rival, go get a World Series before you in the 16-year drought, you would think that would motivate you to say, okay, we're getting Kyle Tucker then. We're going to pair Kyle Tucker up with Aaron Judge for the rest of Judge's career. But I think what they'll do is get a good deal on Cody Bellinger. They'll bring back Devin Williams. Maybe they'll make a couple trades. Maybe they'll pick up one free agent starter to, I don't know, try and bolster the rotation. I'm not expecting too much. Mark is in Fort Lauderdale on the Fan Next. Go for it, Mark.
And I love your show, man. And the thing I think that makes you great, you have a great etiquette. You appeal to everybody. A 60-year-old guy like myself or a 25-year-old kid, I just admire the way you talk to the guest.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I also want to say the most important position in baseball, it hasn't changed in all my 50 years of watching this game. This is my first game in 1968 at Ford Field watching Clemente. My dad was an usher behind him. Is the general manager in baseball is the biggest, most important thing. You look at the Blue Jays, they've done an incredible job, not only with their farm system, their trade acquisitions. They moved a guy like Yastrzemski and from Dunedin all the way up the ladder this year. I mean, getting Jimenez was a key acquisition. Dalton Varsho they acquired from the Diamondbacks. They also had chips in their minor league system to get these guys and trade these guys. I mean, I just came back from Arizona a couple weeks ago. I saw Bryce Cunningham. I saw Kate Smith. There's a lot of teams that want those guys. So if the Yankees, to use the old Steinbrenner term, need marquee players, you got to move some of these guys to get the marquee players. Yeah. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens this offseason.
Yeah, you're 100% right about the GM being more important than the manager. And in Yankee land, the manager is an extension of the GM, never managed anywhere else, was handpicked by the GM. I just don't know if they have the fire, right? When Boone was asked about, like, you know, how do you ensure the fans that you guys are going to overcome? I don't know. You know, when you hear Cashman talk, he says, "Well, ultimately we came up short of our ultimate goal, but we had some successes." Like, they just always kind of find a way to pat themselves on the back. They always kind of find a way to say, "We're not that bad." 33 consecutive winning seasons, like, we're not that bad. But it's not about being.
You think this year you're going to see Lombard and you know some of the other big young prospects with the Yankees get a shot?
No, Lombard's not ready yet. From the three games that I went to Somerset, he's a Pelotero, he's a player, but he's not ready to come up and be the shortstop because Volpe isn't what we thought he was. He needs a whole nother year of Double A and maybe some time in Triple A, and then maybe 2027. What's your thoughts on Spencer Jones? The conversation around Spencer Jones is that they're going to trade him because all the conversation we're having in Yankee land is, hey, they strike out too much. Spencer Jones is a strikeout machine. He can hit home runs, but you add him to this lineup, and in his first postseason, he's probably adding to the Ks. He's adding to the strikeout rate more so than the home runs hit out.
Well, it'll be an interesting offseason. It always is. It's great to hear your voice. It's great to hear your show. I one day just want you to don't forget the college help builder when you get the national show because you deserve it.
No, I won't forget anybody, Mark, and thank you for the compliment and the call all the way down there in Fort Lauderdale. Great place to be. You know, and it makes me think about how many people listen to this New York radio show, this New York radio station, my show every night, Big Mac, the morning show, or the warm-up show, the morning show. That, like, you know, you never know who's listening. If you follow me on Instagram, I think I mentioned it last night. Shout out to Farrell Monch. Farrell Monch was in the comments on WFAN Instagram, and I'm like, yo, I just rapped over one of your beats. And he hit me up. He followed me. I followed him back. And, you know, that's why I laugh at my haters or people in the chat. Oh, this guy sucks. This guy's the worst talk radio. Yeah, whatever, bozo. Like, Farrell Monch, who is a legend in the hip-hop world, he goes, dope. I'm already a super huge fan of your show. And I'm like, you never know, especially in New York. And it's New York to the entire universe. You never know who's hearing your passion, your knowledge, your perspective, your takes. I don't come in here like I'm better than anybody else. I don't come here like I know everything. But I do come in here like I can relate and that I know enough to host this show and entertain and talk about whether we're talking about hockey, which I just picked up in the last 3-4 years, whether we're talking about baseball, which I'm obviously a Yankee fan and been a baseball fan my whole life, football, which I played all through high school and college, and I consider myself really actually a football guy, or hoops. Who doesn't love the NBA and college basketball? Like, I'm blessed. I'm blessed that I get paid to talk. I'm blessed that I made more than Treya Savage this year. Treya Savage, $57,000. He's making a lot more. They win this World Series. Watch how many endorsement deals. Watch how he'll have a Rogers Center commercial, TD Bank deal. They'll make sure they get that kid right. 888-808-1019. The World Series now has a team facing elimination, and it's the defending champs. And if you're a Yankee fan, a Met fan, whatever, or just a baseball fan, like, the Dodgers rolled in thinking they were Goliath. And right now, David, which is not, it's not David and Goliath. I saw Joe Davis had an interview on Foul Territory. Shout out to all the good folks at Foul Territory. They've had me on that show at least 5 times. He said people came in thinking this was David versus Goliath. It's not. I even took a couple calls this week talking about, oh, the Toronto's payroll's nowhere near. Yes, it is. They're the fifth highest payroll in baseball. It's near the Mets, the Yankees, and the Dodgers. They have, it's the Rogers Center. It's Rogers. Like, they tried to get Ohtani. They tried to get Soto. Nobody wants to go up there to Canada. And with no one wanting to go up there to Canada, you also have to get crafty in who you draft, who you develop, trades that you make, guys that you find, how you put the team together, who's managing the team. They've done it. They've done it, man. From worst to first. We thought they were a joke. We thought they were frauds. Speaking of a joke and frauds, the New York Giants. I'm just kidding. I want to give the Giants a couple compliments here. I want to put some things into perspective here as we shift in my last hour to talk a little bit of football, local football. And I do want to play Dexter Lawrence's comments. I think it's important to do that, and I think we might see Dexter Lawrence's best game of the season, and sometimes you just need that. Sometimes you need people to hate. You need people to doubt. I know I'm motivated by that all the time. I see people write a couple stupid, goofy things. I'm like, wait till they see what I got up my sleeve. Wait till they see what I'm working on next. Wait till they see what I do next. give you more to hate. But with Dexter Lawrence, Carl Banks came out, and he does the Believe Network Giants podcast with Bob Papa. Shout out to Bob Papa, big-time Yankee fan. I just had Bob on a couple weeks ago going into the Broncos game. Carl Banks came out and said he called out Dexter Lawrence. Carl Banks, a former defensive lineman, outside linebacker, edge rusher, a guy that knows his defense. He called out Dexter Lawrence because, not for nothing, and I was saying this last night, Dexter Lawrence was the number 17th ranked player in the NFL. I remember watching a mic'd up where he's just a menace. He harasses the other team's center, the other team's center and guards. He's still getting double teamed, but he's not commanding the respect that he has in years prior. And I don't know exactly what it is with him. He does have a little bit of an attitude with the media. I think out of everyone in that Giants locker room over the course of this Daboll era, he's been the most disappointed about the losing. So, you know, I'm breaking it down into parts here. I think there's a part of him that hates losing and realizes he's in a losing organization. He was drafted and signed into an organization. They're not going to win anything. Now, I have not watched every single play. Like, I don't have the all 22. I watched the game, but the game camera don't stay on Dexter Lawrence the whole time. I even heard Evan and Tiki going through how many snaps he was double-teamed. I'm sure they double-team him a lot, because that's another thing. With this Giants defensive line coming into this year, was pick your poison. Who are you going to stop? Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon, Brian Burns, or the rookie Abdul Carter? And shout out to Abdul Carter, and shout out to Jackson Dart. I saw a clip today. Usually Cam Scataboo works out or warms up with Jackson Dart. And they just had Cam's helmet out there, and supposedly Cam was wheeling around the facility. Like, Cam is still going to be the spirit animal that he is. He's there in spirit. He's just not physically going to be able to run guys over and yell and scream and be himself. But I saw Abdul Carter step in to warm up with his quarterback, his first-round rookie mate in this thing. And then I got to thinking, I'm like, okay, with all this talk about firing Shane, firing Daboll, because the show I did yesterday was all that was call after call about Shane and Daboll are terrible, their record, they suck, get them out of here, we're tired of it. They're not going anywhere. Because in the first round, they won the draft. And in the later rounds, they won the draft. And there's a chance that they win offensive and defensive rookie this year. If they don't win another game, there's still a chance that Abdul Carter is the defensive rookie of the year and Jackson Dart is the offensive rookie of the year. They're not firing those guys after that. And you know what is crazy to me? Now that we're talking about Jackson Dart makes so many plays off script. Jackson Dart is really good at making off structure plays. There is a lot of conversation that is just ridiculous to me about how Brian Daboll doesn't get credit for that. You know, because WFAN will clip up myself and they'll clip up Big Mac and all of our hosts, and they'll write a caption, and the caption is clickbait. And shout out to our digital team, because that's what you got to do. Like, there was one with me about the Knicks yesterday. It was like, Keith says the Knicks season has come to a screeching halt. I don't even use the two words, screeching halt. But it was a well-written caption, because people don't listen. They don't listen to my entire show. They don't even listen to the whole video because attention spans are short. But when you see it pop up, I'm about to go to it now. Yeah, Keith McPherson says the Knicks hype has come to a screeching halt over the last two games. No, I didn't say it at all. All I said was this is a championship or bust season for the Knicks. And after you lose those first two games on the road, now the hype has died down some, and you're saying, wait a minute. You know, Sal Licata calling Mike Brown Mike Clown today. BT saying they're not going to win with this team after four games. I didn't jump to any conclusions about anything. All I said was, hey, it's a make or miss league. They're not hitting shots. They're playing a lot of guys, but so what that you're playing a lot of guys if you're not winning? They're still working out, figuring out, whatever. So back to the Giants and my take with Brian Daboll. You know, I've been doing now is kind of writing my own caption, taking the WFAN video and writing my own caption. But I give Brian Daboll credit. He's the one that discovered that Jackson Dart was a quarterback that he wanted to draft this year. He's the one that developed him. And people are not giving him credit. If you don't want to give credit for Josh Allen, I understand. But you are outside of your mind if you think that Jackson Dart, somebody's going back and forth with me today, giving Lane Kiffin the credit for what Jackson Dart is in the NFL. Stop. Stop right there. Like, there was the, what was it, the 50 meeting or the all 50 meeting? There's a meeting that you're allowed to have with a potential prospect. I forget the name. Or top 30 visit. In that top 30 visit, Jackson Dart impressed Brian Daboll and the Giants so much they knew he was the guy. They could have been forced to draft Shedeur Sanders because, oh, Shedeur Sanders has Giants cleats. Remember all that nonsense? Oh, how do you not draft Shedeur Sanders 3 overall? Easy. Nobody's going to draft him for 3, 4, 5 rounds. But to think that you guys are so down on Brian Daboll that you don't give that man credit for what you're seeing with Jackson Dart is insanity. Lane Kiffin did not make him this. Lane Kiffin helped him in college, I'm sure. You just heard Patrick Mahomes give Cliff Kingsbury credit for believing in him at Texas Tech. But you know who really believed in him? Andy Reid, who traded up to get him at 10, made him sit for a year and learn. And then when he got in, you know, Brian Daboll has been working with this kid since April. It's been 5, 6 months of Brian Daboll and the relationship that he's developed with Jackson Dart. He was the one that told Shane, this is my guy. And you have no idea how much time these guys spent together in the film room, on the field. Like, some of you never been in a film room. Brian Daboll is literally his teacher. And yes, we'll play some audio from Kyle Shanahan talking about Jackson Dart. His athletic ability and him being a baller, he's able to make plays off script. And I talked about, okay, it's not necessarily that Brian Daboll is calling the plays and scheming guys open, and he ain't got anybody to throw to anyway, as we get ready to see Ray McCloud. But we have gotten to a point now where people are not giving Brian Daboll credit for this young quarterback's success in the NFL, and that's just stupid to me. And you can give credit to Jackson Dart, but if you don't give credit to Daboll, then give it to Kafka. Because we've seen this guy enter the NFL and be stone cold, ice in his veins. And you know, some people said, oh, he was like that in the preseason. Preseason, it's vanilla defenses, and you're not playing against anybody. He's playing against guys that got cut. He's running Brian Dable's offense. Brian Daboll birthed him into the league with Joe Shane. We've gotten so far down this path that, like, now Brian Daboll doesn't get credit for Jackson Dart. He definitely does, and Shane gets credit for him and Abdul Carter. And similar to how the Jets had Rookie of the Year on offense and defense in 2022, and then the Texans followed up with Rookie of the Year on offense and defense in 2023, the Giants might collect hardware for offense and defensive Rookie of the Year in 2025. 888-808-1019. When we come back, I will play Dexter Lawrence's response to Carl Banks saying that they don't respect you anymore, and you know they're just putting one blocker on you, a single block with a backup center, and what Dexter Lawrence had to say. When we come back, we'll play what Kyle Shanahan had to say about Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo as we get into the 1 o'clock hour and we talk some football all the way up till 2. We'll also hit on the Michael Carter, John Michi III trade with the Jets. Stay with us. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.